It's time for Rhema for Today.
That there are some things that you are going to run into in this life. In this flesh body that the spirit lives in. Paul says it another way in another place. He says, I keep my body under. In another place in Romans, he says, yield not your members unto unrighteousness, but yield them to God so that they will be, you will do things in holy righteousness.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, How to Be an Overcomer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
The important part is here that the archangel himself would not bring railing accusations against the devil. He simply said, the Lord rebuke you. Now I want you to notice that as we begin to realize and begin to get into this, that we do not go out looking and seeking ourselves for Satan. Anytime we find him, the Word of God teaches us that it's in the name of Jesus that the devil flees. The New Testament alludes to this fact in all of its teaching. Mark 16, about 17, says it. In my name, they shall cast out devils. And speaking to the devil in tongues, he's going to leave. Is that what the Bible said? What did the Bible say? In the name of Jesus, using the name of Jesus, the devils will flee. All right? I want to show you some very interesting facts about some things. First of all, let me say, I do believe in devils. I do believe that devils can oppress Christians, I do believe that devils can come and sit on Christians' shoulders and begin to talk in their ears, and that Christians can yield to the devil. But I do not believe, and the Word of God will back me up on this, that a Christian can be possessed of the devil, because the Bible says that the Spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy cannot dwell together in the same tabernacle. But you see, I am not saying that the devil can't come and harass Christians. I'm not saying that the devil can't come and talk to you and try to get you to yield to him. But the Bible, that's what they're talking about. That's what he's talking. If you'll study James, that's exactly what he's talking about in James. When he says resist the devil, he is talking about resist the thoughts, resist the temptations, resist the things that the devil is bringing to you, and he'll have to flee from you. He cannot stay. But as long as you don't resist him, he's going to sit there and talk in your ear as long as you allow him to, because Peter said he goes around seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour you if you don't let him, according to what the Word of God says. Now, I'm not telling you that he ain't going to come dry. I'd be stupid. Now, let's look at some other things. Let's look at the fact, is everything that happens in a Christian's life, is it the devil, and does it need to be dealt with like you would deal with casting out spirits? Turn to Mark 9, verse 43. Mark 9, verse 43. It says, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. Now, when you begin to run your reference, and beside the word hand, I have an H. I look over here in my at H and I find Galatians 2:20, with, it says, Galatians 2:20, and then it says, with Galatians 5:11. In other words, it means, tie this, what Jesus is warning. Jesus is warning here. Tie it to what the Apostle Paul had to say in Galatians 2:20, along with what Paul had to say in Colossians 3:5 through 11. Well, y'all know where to turn. All right. I'm going to read it here from this Warrell New Testament I got in my hand. I'm going to read it from there. Reads just a little different, but not too much. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer am I living, but Christ living in me. Insofar as I am now living in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, Colossians 3, 5 through 11. Read 4. When Christ, our life, see, back in the other one he said that we didn't live, but we lived with Christ. We'd been crucified, the flesh crucified, but now we're living by faith through Christ, right? How many ever been baptized? Well, that's exactly what that baptism represented. You accepted Jesus Christ. That baptism represented that when you went under the water, that your old man no longer existed. And when you came up out of that water, you came up a new creature in Christ Jesus. All it was an outward representation of something that had already taken place in the Spirit. You were crucifying the flesh. All right. Make dead, therefore, your members. Crucify your members. Make dead, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. And with these members, you do these deeds. Fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which indeed is idolatry. On account of which things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. In which things ye also formerly walked when ye were living in these things. Okay? But now do you also put away all these, anger, wrath, malice, reveling, shameful talk out of your mouth, lie not one to another, having put off the old man with his practices. And put on the new man who is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Now what all of this is saying is that there are some things that you are going to run into in this life. In this flesh body that the Spirit lives in. Paul says it another way in another place. He says, I keep my body under. In another place in Romans, he says, yield not your members unto unrighteousness, but yield them to God so that they will be, you will do things in holy righteousness. All it is saying is the fact that you don't need somebody. People come all the time, pray for me, the devil's doing this to me, and the devil's doing that. Nobody needs to pray for you. Nobody. Because everybody wants it easy. And some preachers and teachers have made it easy for them. Oh, it's the devil. Just get delivered. It ain't the devil. It is the devil indirectly. But you don't mean to be delivered from the devil. You. Who am I talking about? The real person that lives on the spirit man. The real person that lives on the inside of that body. Needs to rise up. And to crucify the deeds of the flesh. It will be like cutting your hand off. It'll be like plucking out your eye. If you give in to appetite and eat too much and overeat and into gluttony. These people say, oh, that's the spirit needs to be dealt with. No, you just need to push back from the table. That may be one cause, but wait a minute. I'm not so narrow-minded and so naive and so dumb to realize that some people have a physical problem. They've got an imbalance in their chemical system and other things. Either that needs to be corrected through taking the proper vitamins and chemicals into the body, or else if there is an organ in the body that is not functioning properly, then they need healing. Yeah. Come on, people. Let's get our head out of the sand. If you're reading a book that ain't right, ain't the devil that's making you read it. You got hands? Take it and throw it away. Somebody said, oh, I got a lust spirit. I just watch the wrong thing on television and I go to the wrong kind of movies. That ain't necessarily a lust spirit. It's the thing about it. The devil's getting you to do it. Hey, refuse to do it. You keep doing it. You keep playing with him and he'll give you a lust spirit. That's the way he goes about it. It's the way the thing goes about it, getting hold of your mind. Don't ever get in you. It gets hold of your mind. That's why Paul said, think on these things. Look on these things, so forth and so on.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Men, well, we have the Call to Arms Men's Conference. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes, always
a
good time.
You know, for some guys to get together and talk about guys' things. You know, November 6th to the 7th, that's Thursday and Friday night. And if you want to find more information about that, you can go to rhema.org/CTA. But if you're a man, I encourage you to sign up. And if you're a woman out there that has a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, just sign them up and send them out here. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
They will come back changed and better than ever. Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, How to Be an Overcomer. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.